Well, it's 12:15 PM. Just heading home again from Livingston. A car just pulled up at the traffic lights there, facing me. And half a ton of snow slid off the roof right onto the windscreen. Anyway, the lights had went to green. You could see the blind panic behind the windscreen, trying to get wipers to move all the snow. Anyway, these roads now are pretty clear. So much salt and grit has been put on the roads in Livingston that I'm actually driving on good tarmac. Tarmac Adam. Ah, brilliant name, Tarmac Adam. Anyway, so I was through at Livingston. I had a list of items to purchase. I came back with one, and that one is for the care home. I didn't get any of the items for my wife. It's sold out. Don't know when they're coming back in. Can't get those anymore. Haven't heard of those before. So, probably total time, about 2 hours, by the time I got home. And it's going to be... So did you get all of them? No, I got a bit for the home, but I couldn't get any of the rest of the stuff. Oh, that's typical. Picture it now. Anyway, so long as I got home safely, dear, that's all you need to worry about. That I haven't damaged the car or damaged myself. But no, it is frustrating. These are not items, by the way, that are top of the pick for Christmas. They're nothing, well, one was, but not top of the pick, just sundry, if you like. It's another great word, sundry. But the other things would be high in the list for, I would think, for Christmas. Seems to be you buy something and then you go to get spare parts for them or something. And I'm sorry, that's the old model. Wait a minute, it's only 6 months old. Yeah, things move on quickly nowadays, sir. Sure do. Well, just as I spoke, the snow started again. There's a guy in the middle of the road with a mini snowplough. On a tractor. I'm really glad that I decided not to cut in front of me there. There's another one. He just about dumped the slush onto my windscreen. What was I saying? No, it's frustrating when you can't get things. Especially when you have to travel. Travel in bad conditions to get there. You could say you could phone ahead, but you ever tried phoning places like Currys or some of the big stores and getting the person who's knowledgeable about what you're making inquiries about, and then for them to say yes, it's definitely there, we've got them in stock, or no, takes far too long and you never ever get the real answer. Sometimes it's better going there and just study the shelves yourself. So I got the deal, some really good sound advice from the Maplin guys, have to say. Unlike the Curry people, the Currys and PC World people. About the kind of Wi-Fi connections, we've decided to go for Ethernet connections for the televisions because of the brick walls in the care home and the doors between the hall, stage hall, and the offices where they'll be streamed from. Which is exactly what I've got in my home. But I've got mine through BT Vision, so it's these plug-in units with Ethernet cable, and it works brilliantly. Just about the same price as a generic LG dongle, Wi-Fi dongle. It was about £40. Got this for £49.99, and the usual Curry's rubbish about telling me on the phone a couple of days ago that any one of those their Wi-Fi dongles will work. It doesn't need to be the generic one, sir. You've got Samsung and other ones, and they work just the same. And three different guys in Maplin told me the same story. That's a load of bosh. Curry's will tell you anything to sell you. It will not work properly, because an LG television will be looking for an LG Wi-Fi dongle. It'll be specially chipped for it, and it may or may not, but most likely won't work with a different make. So there you go. But also, apart from that, I do prefer to go with the system here of using the Ethernet units through the mains. Much better. Cleaner signals, don't get dropout, etc. So there you go. That's a job for tomorrow. Snow is definitely back on again, though it's the light, hairy, fairy stuff, like tiny, wee soft hailstones. It's just like that stuff that you get, you know, in a wee blower machine that you sit in your window, snow machine. Clouds are heavy. Thank goodness that they've managed to really get out here with the grit and salt since I left, because this road now is really melted. The scheme roads as I pass them, or the estate roads if you like, as I pass those, and the pavements especially, I can see are still a disaster area. But at least the roads now are just wet tarmac, and I'm absolutely fine to drive on. So as I head home, I doubt there'll be much done outside today. Give the car a hose down, get all that muck and slush and salt is particular off the car. You got to look after your car, you know. You know, 5 minutes, quick hose down. Do the wheel arches as well. Because all the crud of the day builds up in the wheel arches, needs away. This has turned into some sort of a mad ramble, isn't it? Got a cup of tea beside me. Well, I should say a third of a cup of tea in this holder that holds it in place properly, in case anybody's sitting it, thinking there it's sitting on top of the dash and sliding out. And I'm very careful when I take a sip from it, that I've got a straight bit of clear going. But it's nice, and it's only a third. I say a third cup because that way it's bottom heavy and it won't slush about. I'm enjoying it driving home. It's still so nasally from this cold, you know. You can probably hear it, and it's still that bit it's, you know, between your nose and the soft palate of your mouth. Ah, it's horrible. Yeah, I'm going to get a good gargle when I get home. I didn't say gargoyle, gargle. Gargle. It may have sounded like gargoyle. How long have I been talking now? Yeah, probably too long, I guess. So I'll switch off now. At least I know there's not going to be any issues. And I'm actually going straight through the centre of town this time, because it's so clear compared to, what, an hour or so ago? An hour and a half ago? Oof, what a difference. Did I mention the thunder? Probably did. Tremendous amount of thunder this morning. I guess that's probably warm, charged air coming across the Atlantic. Just my guess, an educated one at that. Now a bus has blocked the... Oh, jeez. Come on, guys. Why do they put bus stops in such stupid places? Really? Next to a pedestrian crossing, you know, but you can press and stop the traffic, and they put a bus there. But the bus, when the bus stops in it, it stops it. Oh my god. Well, I'm now on my right hand side sits the steel yard that I spoke about once last Saturday for the Christmas street fair, which was so abysmal with rain, and today it's just covered in soaking wet slush. People treading carefully as they go across it, in case they slip. And it's not the danger of slipping and bumping yourself, it's the danger of slipping and getting up and your feet and you're totally soaked through with frozen cold water slush. You know, at the risk of another wee rant, they have these many ploughs in our town that are supposed to do the pavements, you know, plough the stuff and then grit at the back. That precinct back there, which is the main shopping area, and the steel yard, they've not cleared at all. And you know, come on, you're hoping shoppers are going to come in here and go and round the shops in your town and you know, and you're not even interested in clearing the slush and the snow away from them to give them safe passage. Years ago, the council would have shoved out three or four guys with big squeegees, and they just stood there and shoved and shoved and shoved till the area was clear. That's how people did things years ago. Now you give them technology and you don't use it. The old ways, a lot of the time, old ways were the best ways for you. You had manual labour and, for instances like that, I mean, and guys or people would do a job and do it right, take pride in it. Now, no one seems to take pride in anything. No, they take a pride in their town and keep the streets clear, the pavements clear for the inhabitants of the town. Don't expect them to do every single pavement, but the main routes especially, and the shopping areas, yes, definitely. So, that's me. Two left turns, and a very tight, sharp right turn, and I'll be facing the garage. My garage, that is. Home in about the tenth of the time it took me to get out there in the first place. Yes, I know I've taken my seatbelt off, but I'm in my own drive. Home again, jiggity jig.